Now it is time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which they can answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Alonzo Bowden has the lead. Peter, he has 4 points. Faith Staley has 2. Charlie Pierce has 2.
We've flipped a coin. Faith has elected to go first, so you're up first then. Faith, the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, Vladimir Putin warned NSA leaker Edward Snowden not to damage relations between the U.S. and blank.
Russia.
Right. In a speech Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairman Blank said the biggest threat to the economy is Congress.
Bernanke.
Right. In honor of his 1,000 Points of Light initiative, President Obama hosted an event for Blank at the White House this week.
George H.W. Bush.
Right. Best known for his role in the hit TV show Blank, actor Corey Monteith died last weekend in Canada.
Glee.
Right. A town in Colorado is considering issuing licenses to allow residents to hunt blanks.
Drones.
Right. Scuffles and minor injuries were reported as blanks returned to store shelves for the first time in months.
Twinkies.
Yes, because of the opposition to childhood vaccines, the hiring of Jenny McCarthy on the show Blank caused some controversy this week.
The View.
Right. A Missouri magician was told he could not perform unless he had a government-approved blank.
Rabbit.
Close. He needed a government-approved rabbit disaster plan. In order to use Casey the Rabbit in his magic shows, Marty the Magician was told he had to have an approved, quote, rabbit disaster plan in case his grand finale was interrupted by fire, flood, tornado, ice storm, or stew. Carl, how did Faith do in our quiz? Pretty well, I think.
She did. 7 correct answers, 14 more points. She now has 16 points and the lead.
Well done. Okay, Charlie, you are up next. Fill in the blank. After the Queen gave her approval, Britain legalized blank on Wednesday.
Marriage equality.
Yes, gay marriage. Weapons and equipment were found hidden in a shipment of brown sugar being sent from Cuba to blank this week.
Syria.
No, North Korea. Oh. After coming to a bipartisan agreement this week, the Senate preserved its ability to blank and confirmed multiple presidential appointees.
And confirmed its ability to do its job. No, filibuster.
Right. The chairman for the Joint Chiefs of Staff told Congress Thursday that the U.S. is deliberating whether to use military power in the civil war in blank.
Syria.
Right. After finding holes in the metal above the wheel well of her SUV, a family in Florida discovered that the damage was caused by blank.
A very large snake.
No, a squirrel eating their car. The lawyer for the man accused of kidnapping 3 women in blank said he is hoping for a plea deal.
Cleveland.
Right. A Florida fugitive was tracked down and arrested after he blanked.
Voted on the Zimmerman jury.
No, he was tracked down and arrested after he posted a comment under his own wanted poster on Facebook.
Ah.
So this guy named Matt Oliver saw his picture on the Pasco County Sheriff's Facebook page. He posted a number of comments about, among other things, his alibi and how dumb the people in the sheriff's office were. It all would have been fine, though, if he hadn't clicked yes when the sheriff sent him a prisoner request. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Horrible.
Charlie had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 10 points, but Faith still has the lead with 16.
All righty, then. So, how many, then, does Alonzo Bowden need to win?
6 correct answers.
6 correct answers. Ready for this, Alonzo? Here we go. This is for the game.
All right.
Fill in the blank. Sales skyrocketed after it was revealed that the Robert Galbraith book, The Cuckoo's Calling, was actually written by blank.
J.K. Rowling?
Right. Police in Boston are investigating the death of a man who was scheduled to testify in mobster Blank's trial.
Oh, man. Next question.
Whitey Bulger was the answer. An Alaska man...
How did I not know Whitey?
I don't know.
I'm slipping.
An Alaska man who reported his neighbor had assaulted him was arrested after police discovered he had blanked.
Assaulted himself?
Yes, he punched himself in the face. Oh. Children in South Africa gathered to sing Happy Birthday to Blank in honor of his 95th birthday.
Nelson Mandela.
Yes, indeed. On Thursday, a shareholder vote to decide whether to take computer company Blank private was delayed for another week.
Microsoft?
Dell. A Pennsylvania couple on the way to a Dave Matthews concert stopped to give a ride to a stranded Blank.
Dave Matthews?
Yes, indeed. Emily Krause and her boyfriend picked up a stranded cyclist on the way to the Dave Matthews concert. It was only when he was in the car they realized the hitchhiker was the concert. Krause was just grateful she didn't crash into him. Carl, did Alonzo do well enough to win?
He came up short. He had 5 correct answers for 10 more points, giving him 14 points. So with 16 points, Faith Saley is this week's champion.
Well done, Faith.
Thanks.